A British MP says the Caribbean should take control of marketing its bananas. Cuba celebrates its UN victory over the United States, and some members of Britain's House of Lords say regional leaders should have adopted the CARICOM Commission. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A British MP has charged the main importers of Caribbean bananas in the UK with putting their Windward Island suppliers at a disadvantage. John Marshall, Conservative MP for Hendon South, was speaking in the House of Commons last night during a debate on bananas which he initiated. He said the major UK banana importers are making massive profits at the expense of the region's farmers and are monopolising 90% of the market.
Three main authorised importers account for 90% of the importation of bananas. In any other industry, Fife's, Geese and the Jamaica Banana Board would be referred to the Monopolies and Mergers Commission. An institutionalised cartel, Mr Deputy Speaker, is just as evil as any other cartel. It results in much higher prices, and whilst the objective of the cartel is to help the producers in the Windward Islands and Jamaica, in fact, the working paper produced by the World Bank suggested that for every dollar of aid given to ACP suppliers of bananas,